Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Is anyone out there? Well, if you are, it's time to make a purchase because the holidays are upon us and everyone knows that our collections make the best unique gift at great pricing. For you horror fans, check out the all-new Horror 500 Gigabyte Collection and also the new 2 TB Sci-Fi and Horror Collection. You ask, where do I go to get these fantastic collections? Well, you go to oldtimeradiodvd.com, of course. And while you're there, sign up for Nostalgia USA Digital Magazine with over 15 hours of audio and video in every issue. All free. Where, you ask? Well, oldtimeradiodvd.com, of course. Visit today. Order today. oldtimeradiodvd.com. Trust me, you'll be glad you did.
Inside the wheel, you will help us. You will obey.
And what's all that supposed to mean?
The Cybermen are threatening this space wheel.
Cybermen? Where'd you dream of a name like that?
Study of a system of control and communication in animals and devices such as cybernetic machines.
What are you talking about?
Cybernetics.
I know all there is to know about cybernetics. I don't need a lecture from you.
But Cybermen exist. You've got to believe me. You've got to.
On the evidence of one faked-up X-ray shot.
It's not faked-up. I took it myself, Controller.
Well, what are these Cybermen, then?
They were once men, human beings, like yourself and the planet Mondas. But now they're more robot than man.
You mean half and half?
No, more than that. Their entire bodies are mechanical. And their brains have been treated neurosurgically to remove all human emotions, all sense of pain. They're ruthless, inhuman killers.
You really expect me to believe that rubbish?
It's not rubbish. They'll kill anyone who stands in their path. You've got to believe me. You've just got to.
You will ferry us to the wheel. Obey. Inside of a wheel, you will help us.
The Cybermen will get inside this space wheel.
Nothing just comes in and out of this wheel. What do you think this is, a jet heliport?
They've already sent their Cybermats in to weaken you. Look, listen to me. He's telling you the truth.
No. I'll tell you what he's doing, what too many people are trying to do. I don't know why. It must be space sickness. They're spreading fear. Alarm! Terror! Do you think I can't see it?
He's sincere, Jarvis. At least...
How could anything get into the wheel, Jim? How? How could it get through the airlock?
Perhaps it just floats through the loading bay in full view of everybody.
It's still worth listening and taking precautions, just in case there is some truth
in all. Don't try and tell me my job, Gemma. I'm still control of this wheel, and things will be running my way. Any orders to the contrary can come from Earth Central. That's what...
Oh, dear. How'd you convince a man like that?
That X-ray. I think Bill Duggan should see it. Go and find him, will you, then?
Isn't he confined to his quarters?
Have him brought here under guard if necessary, but get him. I'll be responsible. Jarvis was right about one thing, Doctor. These cybermen of yours can't just walk into the wheel, you know.
They will find a way.
Rain belt block normal. I complete the advanced weather information, Earth Central. This is Space Station W3 signing out.
Thank you, W3. Thanks for the good news. Signing out.
Survey party calling in. Yes, come in, survey party.
Coming in to loading bay control.
Ask why. Airlock 5 is all ready.
Is anything wrong? Airlock 5 is ready for you.
We found the whole crate of Benalium on the rocket. Bringing it over with us. Approval, please, control.
This will buck the old man up a bit.
Yes, I shall check.
Just checking with the controller, Armand. Await confirmation.
Yes?
Survey party report a find of Benalium. They are bringing it over from the rocket. Can I give them the go-ahead?
Somebody is using their brains at last. Yes, we need it badly. Good work, good work.
All right, Enrico.
Hello, survey party. All clear on the cargo now. I'm clearing the loading bay for your arrival.
Close off airlock 5 and clear loading bay.
Oh, that's it, all right.
What you call Billy Bug?
Yep.
You're sure about this?
Oh, definitely. I thought I'd come across some strange space creature.
It's an alien machine. Destructive. Capable of killing.
Seemed like a space rodent. Look, I know you all think I'm crazy,
oh,
but...
Of course not, Bill. After all, you discovered space flora out here. When you found the Cyberman, you obviously thought it was space fauna.
Yeah, the pity you didn't tell somebody sooner.
Maybe so, Doc, but look what happened when I did tell the old man.
Yes.
I'd better take you back, Bill. I've got some new calculations to do on those meteorites. Half the space fleet might be flying straight into them.
Meteorites, yes. Now, the Cyberbats must have been sent in to destroy the laser gun, but...
They nearly did.
What?
Well, I assume they did. They seem to have taken a liking to all the stock of Benalium on board. The laser needs constant supplies of Benalium rods.
See, Jamie?
I see right enough. If I hadn't put the laser out of action, the Cybermats would have.
Yes, but why?
It's obvious. Put the wheel out of action and make it defenseless.
But the wheel must have other defenses.
Magnetic field projectors, the Messon shield, they can counteract small meteorites.
No. I think the Benalium was destroyed for another purpose, but what? What?
Readings on the star Hercules 208 in Messier 13. Radar computer
reading. What are you
doing? Bank A208.16, bank B321.64. Lateral
you
reading.
You talk yourself.
James Robert McCrimmon, do you realize what you've done?
Well, what have I done?
Well, I was recording some very important readings, and now you're on my tape.
Eh?
Progress readings on the star Hercules 208 in Messier
13. How do you do that without moving your lips?
Radar computer readings. Bank A208.16. Bank B321.64. Lateral reading
on... Sorry, have I ruined it?
No, not really. Is there anything you want?
No, I'm all right.
Well, I've got some calculations to do on those new readings.
Everyone's so busy.
I know they'd talk to me anyway.
Well, you did get off to a bad start.
You mean ruining the laser? I suppose I did. Anyway, I had to do that.
Why?
Well, I can't really tell you.
Will you hold that light still, Flanagan?
My arm's getting tired.
Well, you're a great help. Just another few seconds. Will you get me that driver over there? Come on, hurry up. Right. Now, my beauty.
How's it going?
Oh, hello, sir. All right, Benny. Well, the boys could do with a break. They've worked non-stop.
I'm giving you a bill, Duggan. Or Eno can't make himself useful. You others take a break. Keep up the good work.
Right, sir.
Yes.
Oh, boy, am I glad to see you, Bill.
How's it look?
Oh, we just had a bit of luck. The central deployment complex didn't get any plastic.
Oh, that's great. What about the vanadium?
Oh, I haven't got around to that yet. Go on, you two. Hop it.
Well, if it's all the same with you, sir, we'll just grab a snack and be back in 5 minutes.
You'll take 45 minutes and like it.
Right.
What about you? You look done in.
Oh, I can't leave you on your own. Needs at least two to handle this thing.
Probably fall off on the lock. The controller said you needed some help. Of course, I've only done 2 watches in a row.
Congratulations. I've done 3.
Oh, gosh. Shove off, Leo. Chang and I can handle this.
Well,
come on. I know how to get to the vanadium, don't I?
It's an extraordinary X-ray.
Extraordinary? Extraordinary?
I dare say your head will ache for quite a while yet. But at least there's no damage.
Oh, I'm so glad there's no damage. Miss Corwin.
Mrs.
Oh, forgive me.
My husband died in the asteroid belt 3 years ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
My name's Gemma.
Gemma? Oh, nice. Gemma, tell me about the controller, Jarvis.
Tell you what?
It is a strange man to be in a position like this.
In ordinary circumstances, no.
Are there any ordinary circumstances in space?
Jarvis is simply a man who can't accept phenomena outside the laws of physics.
Yes, that's a very accurate...
Were you going to say diagnosis?
You're very perceptive.
You see in this failing of his a medical weakness.
Don't you?
Normally, he's more than capable of commanding this station. It's a continuous and merciless responsibility.
Exactly. One does wonder what a man like that will do when faced with a problem for which he has no solution.
I must confess I've been concerned. Jarvis shows signs of blocking off his mind. He just can't face the truth.
Everything in order here?
Yes.
I can see it is. Good? Good.
But you need rest. You really shouldn't get up yet.
Of course I have to get up.
Can you persuade him to rest?
Oh, it's no good trying to stop him.
But it's much too soon.
Now, Gemma, be reasonable. I know the dangers. The Cybermen need to colonize. They must have the treasures of Earth.
You can't leave this room. Jarvis has given orders.
He's not in control of himself.
I'm sorry, Doctor. I can't countermand any orders the controller's issued.
He's as stubborn as you are.
Everything in order here? Good. Up and about again, eh? That's better. I've done the tour, Gemma. Everything's running like clockwork.
Fine. I'd like to talk to you about the rocket.
Yes, everything's doing very well. Very well indeed. You must want to stretch your legs. Get someone to take you around.
Oh, thank you. You will tell the guard, won't you?
Off you go. Everything's in order here.
Jarvis.
You might make a note about morale, Gemma. It's excellent. Never been better.
But...
yes, there's nothing we can't handle. Nothing. Tired. Nah. Turn in, I suppose. Get some sleep. Yes, that's good. I'll need you. First watch. Yes, keep up the good work. Keep up the good work.
He's no good anyway. We're covered in plastic.
Lelum and Valance brought back a load of vanadium from the rocket.
Well, don't just stand here. Go and grab a dozen sticks. With a bit of luck, we could replace these and reassemble in a couple of hours. Well, go on, chop, chop.
I'm on my way.
Thank you.
Hello, Leo.
Hello there, Lord Chief.
Do you have notice of anyone you think the waste incinerator in the loading bay?
No, I don't think so. I'll check. What's the problem?
Somebody's just used the incinerator in the loading bay, that's
all. No, there's nothing here.
You better put it in the log, Tony. Somebody's for the high jump.
Oh, hello, boys. Hey, good on you. Where's Chang?
He's got his hand. He's down to the medical bay.
Trust him.
Anything to be done?
Yeah, you can open up a box of rods. Have this job licked. I just hope the rods are the right dimensions, that's all.
They are.
Since when have you been an expert?
The lasers have to be made operative, or the meteorites will destroy the wheel.
No. Well, why do you think I'm sweating my back off here?
Hey, what's up with them?
They're the right one.
Yeah, so they are. He must be psychic. But don't tell the old man. He doesn't believe in extrasensory perception.
Hey! Yeah, this is perfect! Marvelous!
When will the repair be finished?
Well, it won't be done at all if you keep nattering.
The meteorites must not harm the wheel.
That storm really worries you, doesn't it? Oh, don't let it. It'll be a close call, but I reckon they have this laser ready and in operation in 6 to 7 hours.
So you can sleep in your beds like babies.
Apparently.
Daddy won't let anything happen to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you really want to make yourself useful.
Our wheel must be protected from the meteorites. We will assemble your laser defense rays. You will go to central control.
Central control.
The operation room. These are your orders.
Oh, Zoe, it's you. What do you want?
Well, it's rather difficult to explain.
Well, what is it?
Well, I've done a report, some calculations I've been doing. I was ordered to forget them.
Ordered? By whom? What report?
My calculations on the orbital path of the meteorite storm. I found a new element which indicated a critical state, and I reported my findings to the controller.
And he ignored them?
Yes. Well, you don't sound very surprised.
No.
Well, he said it was all perfectly normal, but it isn't.
It's getting worse.
Is he ill?
I don't know yet.
Well, if he is, he's chosen rather an inconvenient time, hasn't he?
Do you ever feel anything emotional, Zoe?
Emotional? Do you know, that's the second time I've been asked that in the last few hours. Leo Ryan said I was all brain and no heart.
Yes, it's your training. I shouldn't worry about it.
Oh, but I do. I don't want to be thought of as a freak. Leo said I was like a robot, a machine. Well, I think he's right. My head's been pumped full of facts and figures, which I reel out automatically when needed. Well, I want to feel things as well.
Good. Unfortunately, the parapsychology unit at this city tends to ignore this aspect in its pupils. Some of them never fully develop their human emotions.
You don't think I'll be like that, do you?
No. No, you seem to have survived their brainwashing techniques remarkably well.
Oh, good.
Now, about these calculations of yours.
And this last one is how we check everything.
I see.
Yes, anything that uses energy on the wheel, however small, is registered on this board. Oh. From a coffee grinder up to...
Oh, do you have any coffee?
Would you like some?
I'd love some, I really would.
A coffee pellet, would you like one?
That's better than nothing. Thank you very much. My goodness, I haven't seen these figures.
Excuse me, Doctor.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yes.
Doctor. Don't forget we need that mercury stuff for the TARDIS. Jamie, I haven't forgotten. I'm worried about the TARDIS. If I'm right and those Cybermen are... Well, what's going on? Let's find out.
What's going on, Zoe?
I've done some new calculations on the orbital path of the meteorite storm. They're heading towards us faster than we thought.
Well, you don't have any cheerful news.
Facts are facts.
Well, facts are...
And these are indisputable.
I wouldn't dream of contradicting you.
Can you repair the laser gun in time?
Well, that's not a worry. It's the controller. I went to him with the new data on the meteorites, and he just brushed the whole thing aside.
He's getting worse.
And that's what Dr. Corwin said. He is ill, isn't he?
Why aren't you worried about the laser gun? I thought all the vanadium had been destroyed.
Oh, no, some more turned up.
Oh, good.
Yes, two of the men brought a crate of it over from the rocket.
Ah.
Three.
What? What did you say?
Well, that's what Flanagan said. I met him when he was going off duty.
Gemma, did you know about this vanadium from the rocket?
Yes, Tanya told me.
Don't you see what it means? The Cybermen are here. They came over in that crate.
But how could our two men have brought them over?
They didn't know what they were doing. They were just obeying orders.
The Cybermen hypnotized
them. Yes, something like that.
We're not exactly children, Doctor. All spacemen are protected against brain control by drugs.
Yes, but a psychotropic drug is only effective against a known enemy. Have you induced repulsion in all parts of the brain yet?
No. But then there's the implanted Selensky capsule. It gives off a signal when there's an adverse influence against the wearer.
How can we check?
Tanya, I want to check the Selensky circuit.
But I shall have to activate the whole detection network.
I'll authorize the extra power.
Watch the lights. If they're steady, then everything is normal. Try this room first.
Yes, please. Is that all right? Where's
she hanging around for? I thought it was under guard or something.
So did I. Bill, have the controller. Here,
wait a minute. Look, someone is affected, Doctor. You were right.
Someone in this room.
Can we pin it down to an individual?
I'll quarter the room, Mom. Over there, in the direction of the...
He's dead. Now listen, everyone. The Cybermen are here. In this wheel. They took over this poor fellow to stop you sending for help or signaling to Earth. Now, just a minute. Gemma, you must alert the whole wheel. And you'll need something stronger than drugs to stop your people from being taken over. It doesn't matter how crude it is. A metal plate and a transistor will do. Take them to the back of the neck. It'll absorb the cyber control signals.
Well, I can do that.
Yes, good.
I'll help you.
Right.
What do we do?
We're going hunting, Jamie.
Are you sure you know who's going to be hunted?
Very good question. Come on.
Can I do something? No. Isn't there anything I can do? We're all right.